Hello, you guys. Welcome to another episode of my podcast, Things Could Be Worse. I'm your host, Bailey Diedrich, and today I am obviously not in studio. I'm not in my normal setting. I am currently in the Royal Splendid Hotel Lugano. I don't actually know those are the right words of the name, but I don't know if that's the right order. Me and my brother Noah.
Hello, hello, hello.
That's like we were just testing the mic.
Hello.
We were just text. Fuck you, we're delusional. This is gonna be such a poor no, I think it's gonna be a really funny episode, but it's not gonna be structured. It's not gonna be, you know, flowing greatly, I don't think. But we were just testing the microphones because I've only recorded with these mics. What?
Why did I do that?
I don't know. Hello? I think hello? It's because we were testing them, saying hello, 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 seeing if they were picking up. Okay, so I'm with my brother.
What's up? I don't know what to. Yo.
Why am I saying like this? Okay, so I'm with my brother, Noah. Most of you guys probably know him if you come from my YouTube channel and stuff, but he's never been on the pod, so this is second guest ever.
Oh, that's crazy because you didn't post the one from Florida.
Yeah, we recorded a podcast, but we never posted it because we recorded it in the dark on the beach and it looked like shit.
I wonder if Colin's butthurt about it.
Yeah, I gotta put Colin on the pod. Anyways, we are currently in Lugano, Switzerland, like I just said. I don't actually know if Lugano is the city. I think it is. But when I look on like my maps, it says like Lugano and then another city. So I don't really know what's going on. We're just at this like beautiful lake. The mountains are crazy. I've never been anywhere like this. And it's honestly surreal. It feels like I'm in heaven. But super cool. We're currently traveling Europe. We started in London and then we went to Paris and then 2 days ago, we took a train from Paris to Zurich and then Zurich to here. And now we've been here for about a day and a half and we leave tomorrow for Venice.
I'm pretty sad that we were only here for like not even full like 2 days.
Yeah.
Because this is probably top three prettiest places I've been to. Seen with my own eyes.
Yeah, this is definitely the prettiest. Like, I don't know, we kind of put this trip or this place in as like a transition between Paris and Venice because it's a pretty long trip. We could have done it, I think, in one day. Definitely could have. But it just like seems stupid to go that far without like stopping anywhere in between. And I've always wanted to go to Switzerland, somewhere in Switzerland. So we just found this lake that was like perfectly in between Paris and Venice. So that's why we're here. And this is definitely like a chill place compared to everywhere else we've been. We've been like going fucking crazy and we're gonna get into it a little bit, but we've been able to just like actually sit down and chill and like take in the views and like take in everything and like go on walks that like aren't super stressful here. So it's been nice here. It's currently Tuesday night when I'm recording this, and as you guys know, my podcasts go up on Wednesday. I have not recorded a podcast in like 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks maybe, because I pre-filmed or like pre-recorded episodes so that I didn't have to worry about them until now, because I was traveling and like getting ready to travel and stuff. So we were supposed to record this like three nights ago and then last night, and then now we're here. It has to go up tomorrow, so we are so tired. Like every day we're so tired by the end of it, and like there isn't enough time to record a podcast. So I'm sorry that this is what you're getting, but we're gonna tell you all the good juicy stories from our trip so far.
Sure.
So it's gonna be good. It's just, you know, it looks like we're in a fucking
But if you guys go watch her actual YouTube video, which won't be out for like 3 weeks, actually.
Yeah, it won't be out for a while.
You'll get a tour of this place, and it's pretty sick. It's very, it makes me feel like I'm like royal.
Yeah, it feels like a castle. Ryan, my best friend, I like sent her a video of it, and she said it gave Bridgerton vibes. I've never seen Bridgerton, but if you guys have, it gives that, apparently. A vanity?
It's like a vanity with a huge gold mirror on it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, and there's all these like cool paintings and like weird. The walls are like
carpet,
but like squishy. I don't even know how to explain it. Okay, we need to get into our first destination, London.
First, we should probably talk about how we almost missed our original flight.
Oh my Chicago. God. I didn't even remember
We were there super early. Like, you know how you're supposed to get there like, what do they say, 2 hours before your flight?
For international, they say like 4 hours. Holy like you're shit. Supposed to get there early.
But yeah, we're there like, I don't know, at least 2 hours early. We're sitting in our little like terminal area.
There was basically like, it was an international plane that was really big. So there was like the super first class, there was like the medium first class, there was like the business class, and there was like economy or whatever. I don't actually know what they're called, but there was like different groups of boarding like there normally is, and there was two different lines, and I think it was just like to keep everybody organized. So like the people sitting in the same areas as of the plane as each other go in at the same time, so there isn't like a bunch of cross traffic and stuff. So they told groups 1 and 2 to go stand in these lines, and we're just like waiting and waiting and waiting, you know, group 1 and 2 finish, and then like they never make another announcement.
You know how usually they'll go like, all right, now like everyone else or like whatever. They never did that. And Bailey and I like looked at each other as like the last old people were getting like pushed down.
Like on wheel, like in wheelchairs. Like,
and we like see them getting pushed on by these people. And we're like, we're the last ones sitting in the entire terminal. We're like, wait, we were definitely supposed to get on.
But we were group 4. Our ticket said group 4.
And then
so
they never called group 4. And then they were like, are the Diedrichs here? And we're just sitting there like, okay.
And then like we didn't even have to do like the facial scanning thing. She was just like, go through.
Yeah.
Like with our passports.
That's the glitch, bro. That's how you get around needing to.
We would need a
fake passport.
Anyways, the flight was good. We were just in like normal ass seats. We had like a little extra leg room, which was nice. On the way home, we won't, which kind of sucks. I wish we had it opposite, like we didn't have nice on the way there, because then like the way back would feel even better. But flight was like 7.5 hours. It went pretty good. They served us a couple different meals, tasted like shit. You can go over to my TikTok and probably see the flight. I did a little TikTok of the experience, but flight was fine. Do you have any thoughts on the flight?
It was all right. It's fine. Usually plane rides for me are really, really tough because my knees just right into the seat in front of me. But this one was nice because we, like she said, she upgraded our seats like a little bit. Not like super nice, but paid like what, 40 extra?
Something. 100
extra?
It was like 60.
I don't know. So we got a little like extra leg room and it was nice.
Mm-hmm. So when we landed in London, we obviously have never, I mean, not obviously, but we've never been to London before. We've never been anywhere. I mean, we've been outside the U.S., but I've never been to Europe, so I didn't really know what to expect. But we got out of the plane. We kind of just, like, walked around the airport. We, like, went to the bathroom, got our bags. We, like, made currency exchange, whatever. And then we walked.
And then we, like, go find, like, the signs that say, like, okay, Ubers are on level 4, buses are on 1, taxi pickup is at 2. You know, like how it like kind of helps you like whatever, like navigate your way out of the airport. We can't read shit.
Wait, it was all in.
Oh, was it English?
We were in London.
Oh, wait. So
we could read shit. It just didn't make sense. Why couldn't we speak to anybody? Why couldn't we ask for help? Why weren't we asking for help? They spoke English.
No, I think we did.
Yeah, we.
No, we did. I said like, where did Uber pick up? Yeah. Whatever. And then he like told us level 4, and then we went up to level 4. Definitely wasn't that. Mm-hmm. And then we went to 3 and we saw the Uber pickup finally. And then like we tried ordering our Ubers right away. Like 3 of them cancel on us.
Yeah.
We finally get one, and the weirdest shit ever, probably this whole trip so far, the weirdest thing.
Why am I not remembering what you
was saying? Getting in the car and the steering wheel being on the other side.
Yeah.
I was nauseous sitting in the back seat. It looked and felt so weird. I was nauseous.
It like definitely felt weird, but I didn't feel any of that. It's just so weird. And like we were driving on the wrong side of the road and shit. But I don't know. Super nice car. He was nice. Wishing him well.
Good dude.
Good dude. Sure.
Her camera died.
Yeah, my camera died literally like 10 minutes into it already. Off to a bad start. We got a new battery in there and we're going to continue talking about London. So if we were to sit here and tell you every fucking detail, this would be like a 9-hour podcast. So we're going to kind of run through all of like the boring bits and pieces of our days and stuff. And then when we stumble across something funny that happened in a particular place, we'll go in more depth with the story. But basically, when we got to London, we weren't able to check into our hotel right away. So we dropped off our luggage at the hotel, which we stayed at the Treehouse Hotel in London. And it was so fucking pretty. It was like one of the coolest, I don't know, it's just like a unique hotel, I would say. I don't know. It was really nice. So we dropped off our luggage and then we just walked around for a couple hours and we got food and then we went back to the hotel because no one needed to shit. And then they let us know that we could check in. So then we went inside, we took a nap. And then when we woke up from our nap, we showered first because we felt disgusting after that 8-hour flight. And then we just went to Kingly Court, I believe it was called. It was like a cute little area near Soho or in Soho. And we got dinner, got some super good pasta, walked around. We went to a little like speakeasy inspired 1940s bar type of thing. And then we went home and just, I don't know, woke up the next day. We did like super touristy things like Buckingham Palace, Big Ben, the London Eye, basically everything on like the Never Eat Soggy, the west side of London by like Soho, Chelsea, Westminster, all of like that touristy stuff. Chinatown, I don't know. Why do you laugh like that?
Yeah, I mean, nothing like super crazy happened there. And I think that's because everyone basically speaks English there. Mm-hmm. So it was like just normal life kind of.
Yeah, it definitely felt weird, but I wish that everywhere else felt that type of weird. Because we were like, oh my God, this is so weird. And then the next place we wanted to literally blow our heads off because we had no idea what was going on. We still don't. We haven't known since London at all. But yeah, London went pretty smooth. I don't have any like memories of anything crazy or like unfortunate that happened there really at all. The second day we were there, like the second full day, we again did more touristy stuff, but we walked so fucking far. Our entire plan was to like walk the first day and then take the tube to like the other side of London, like the actual, like, I don't know, like the main part of the city. If you look on the map where it says London, like actually where it says London, we were gonna like take the tube over there because it's pretty far. It's like an hour and a half walk, like total, to get to the other side. And we ended up just walking that entire day. We took the tube back at night. But again, we did all the touristy things like London Bridge. We went to St. Paul Cathedral. What else did we do?
We actually went in there and like we did the tour and like learned about it, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm not like super religious, but I love old churches so much. Like whenever I went to New York and we did, what was it, the St. Patrick's? Church, I think, is there. I don't fucking know. I just like seeing old churches because the architecture is so fucking beautiful. So when we stumbled across this one, I was like, we should go inside. And it was pretty inexpensive. It was like £20 or whatever.
Also, the tube that she's talking about, that's just the train. I don't know if they
Yeah, it's just like the subway of London.
But yeah, we didn't really use that.
They probably know because of Tube Girl, now that Tube Girl's trending.
Yeah.
But it's just, yeah, it's the subway.
I'm sad that you showed me one of those videos. I'm sad you didn't do one.
I would have killed myself. My social anxiety in there, like, no way.
Everyone just in there not smiling.
No, everybody was pretty nice there.
Pretty nice. But, like, the one dude that actually was standing next to the door, he looked, you probably didn't even notice, but I was thinking, I was like, oh, Bailey should do that TikTok thing. And it was just a dude standing right next to the opening. And I was like, I'm not even going to try to have her do it.
Yeah, no. We went to whatever this place was called. Does it have like a location? It just says Landmark. It was like this cool fountain thing. I'm not sure the name of it. I'm so sorry. I'm like very uncultured when it comes to geography and like monuments and shit. But everything we saw was really pretty. Are you trying to find it?
Trafalgar Square.
You don't have to say it like that. He's used to being in fucking France.
But how do you say that? Trafalgar?
Trafalgar Square? I don't fucking know. It was like a fountain thing. I don't know. Honestly, feel like London was kind of not boring. I liked it a lot. It was beautiful. It was just a lot of walking, a lot of touristy shit, a lot of just like enjoying the city for the first time. nothing really interesting happened because it wasn't hard to navigate because everybody spoke English and we felt pretty comfortable despite being in a different country. Oh, I will say the second day after we did like some touristy stuff, I guess Black Boat? No, that's a swimsuit brand. What was it called? Borough Market. Black Boat You're Market. So I would love Black Boat Market. Just a swimsuit market from Black Boat. That would be lit. Anyways, second day we also went to Borough Market, and that was a super cool place. Just a bunch of different food stands with like cheeses and fruits and people like selling their own stuff that they make or their family like has or whatever. And that was a cool experience. But moving on, we took the train, the Eurostar train from London to Paris. I'm not going to give you the dates and shit. It doesn't really matter. Just know we were there for like a couple days each place. So we get to Paris. Train ride was smooth. It was kind of cool. We were on like one of those 180 mile per hour trains.
It was moving. We were going so fast.
And we were sitting backwards, and it was our first time ever on a train like this. So we were kind of like, what the fuck?
That was my first time ever on a train, period. That was my first train ride ever. And we're going a zillion miles per hour backwards.
Yeah. It was kind
of
cool.
It was really fun. Like the first time trying to, I don't know if any of you guys have ever done it, but like being on a train and like walking when you're moving is crazy. Like the balance and stuff. You're just getting like thrown around. It's fun.
Like, you know, sometimes you're on like an airplane and it'll kind of get like a little turbulence. Like it was nothing compared to that. I felt like I was hammered. I'm like grabbing the seats and I don't want to like touch everybody's seats because it's like, what the fuck? Like, I don't want to like actually grab someone's fucking forehead or whatever. But I felt so discombobulated trying to walk around that thing. But that was the nicest bathroom out of all of the trains we've been on so far. The Eurostar bathroom. I've gone to bathroom on every single one of these like trains from city to city, and they smell like fucking ass. We need to talk about something else in a second about the fucking water intake of these Europeans. We'll get into it because what the fuck is happening?
My God,
I can't. Do you want to talk about it right now, or should we wait a sec? Should we get into Paris a little bit first?
Nah, this is okay. A big issue. This is so fucked. Sorry about my. Potty mouth.
It's okay. I swear on here all the time. I cuss a lot. What's your favorite curse word?
Probably fuck. Bailey and I, big water drinkers.
Big.
So this could be partially our problem a little bit, but not really.
No.
So like when we're just like at home, whatever, we drink water throughout the day regularly. We get here and it's like no matter where we go, it's impossible to just, like, they don't serve, like, you know how usually you sit down in a restaurant and, like, the first thing the waiter, waitress does is, like, bring out glasses of water.
And just pour them without asking for water, without.
Mm-hmm. Here, you, like, ask for water and they, like, look at you funny and then they bring it out and it's, like, lukewarm tap water. No ice.
Or sparkling water. What is up with y'all in sparkling water? Why am I drinking this? Why is it fizzy? It's water. It's not soda. I don't get it. I think, so when you order water here, you have to say still or they will give you sparkling. Because I think sparkling is the pretty standard, which no wonder y'all don't drink any fucking water because sparkling water tastes like ass. Why the fuck would you want to drink sparkling water out of your Stanley cup? I'm so passionate about this because in London, we couldn't get water. We had to go. One thing we did do that was funny in London is we just walked into that Joe's place and just asked for cups of ice on our way back at night. Because, like, we needed ice for our water bottles. But, like, y'all know a fucking Stanley Cup. I have one of those, like, a dupe. And I fill it up, like, literally at least two times a day. And I finish it. That's hella water. Noah's got a big Yeti thing.
I drink, like, three of these a day.
Yeah.
And then we get here and I'm having, like, equivalent to, like, half of one of these. Yeah, we go from drinking just a ton and, like, now it's a challenge to get, like, two cups of water.
Yeah. And, like, the hotels will have water, like, in a bottle, but it's like the tiniest bottle that doesn't even fill up. I have like my small Hydro Flask with me that's 24 ounces. I consider this a tiny ass bottle of water. I can't even fill this up with one of the entire things they give you. And like, yes, you can call and get more, but bring me six at a time. You know what I mean? And then it's like warm and it's not good. We actually, you can hear, we got ice. We got ice today. We asked for an ice bucket at this bougie ass hotel.
It's just next to me. Such a fiend. Not the biggest complaint so far.
Sorry, I had to crack my back, you guys.
One of the most continuous complaints.
Yeah, it's just, also, I don't mean for this, Noah mentioned this the other day and I like thought about it. I don't want like anything that we're saying in this podcast, I don't want it to come across rude or like what is it, like, arrogant or like, yeah, like, I'm not shitting on other people's culture. Like, if you live in fucking one of these places that we're talking about and you're European or whatever, I'm not shitting on you, obviously. It's us kind of making like a dramatic effect and like being comedic about things. But I will say, I don't know if it's the ventilation or the amount of water that you guys aren't drinking, but y'all's bathrooms smell like urine so much more than like our public bathrooms in America. And this is just something I've noticed. And I think it's because you guys don't drink water.
Yeah. That's like the only thing that I could like correlate it to.
I don't know. No, I don't get it. It could be ventilation. Like, I'm not saying you guys like smell bad and you're dirty and shit. I'm just saying like
you're the chronically dehydrated.
You should drink some more water. Yeah. All you guys are drinking is fucking tea and Aperol Spritz. Is this like racist?
No.
Is it? Okay.
We're European.
But I just don't like shitting. Like, I don't want people to be like, oh.
No, we're just
we're explaining our genuine reactions to these things.
It's like a comparison to what we're used to.
Yeah.
And things are just obviously a little different here because we're on literally the opposite side of the globe, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. I love you, Europeans. You guys are my favorite, actually. Like, so many of you guys have slid into my DMs. Did you just smile at me?
What?
I thought you gave me a weird look. I'm being honest. So many of y'all have, like, DM me on Instagram giving me recommendations. Like, when I was in London, so many of you guys that live in the UK or live in London were giving me, like, paragraphs and paragraphs. Some girl sent me a Google Doc of an itinerary of things to do in London, and like in Paris people were sending me ideas of what to do. Like, you guys, I don't know why I just sat up and got so into it, but like, you guys have been so sweet, like trying to give us recommendations for stuff, so thank you so much. But anyways, we fucking take the train, the Eurostar, to Paris. We get to Paris, we immediately don't know what the fuck is going on. I had to move once again to get my phone charger because my phone was about to die, and I need my pictures because I have zero memory because so much has been happening in the last week and a half that I can't remember any of the trip already. So good thing I vlog everything, I make TikToks about everything, and I take pictures of everything, because otherwise I would have no memories. Anyways, we get to the train station in Paris. It was honestly pretty straightforward. Like, you just walked off the train like platform and then like walked to the left and you were outside.
We walked to the right.
Walk to the right, and we were outside. It doesn't really fucking matter, bro. Anyways, there was like a bunch of taxis and stuff, and like saying taxi, taxi. And I was like, no, let's not do that, because I've heard so many stories about like taxis aren't as like regulated, yeah. Or like, yeah, regulated as like Uber or whatever. Just because like there isn't a set rate before you get on, so like you could go for like a 10-minute ride, and then this guy or girl could be like, all right, that was 100 euros, and you're like, no the fuck it wasn't, but like you can't do anything about it because they already gave you the ride. So we avoided the taxi just because of all that, and we walked like around one corner of like a block and decided to call an Uber. I walk around this fucking corner, and from being in New York, I don't know what it was. Like, whenever I was in New York, I picked up this trait. Like, every time I walk around a city corner, I look in the corner. Because if you guys know anything about New York, it's pretty disgusting in some areas. And, like, the shit you'll see in the corners is fucking crazy. First corner I turned around in Paris, there is a human shit in the fucking corner. And I'm just like, okay. Or we just keep walking down the alley, wait for our Uber.
I didn't see this, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't
look. I didn't point it out. I could have, but I was like, I don't want to look at it again. It was literally human shit, too, because you could tell. No, I'm not going to get it. What the fuck? Just by, like, the anatomy, the fucking position of the turn, it was, like, definitely human. No, it was a human shit for sure. We can, like, barely talk to our Uber driver. We already, like, this is the point where I realized that, like, this is going to be very difficult. Because, like, this part I really don't want to, like, say anything bad or, like, say anything that could be misconstrued bad. We are visiting countries where we don't speak their language. Like, that's our fault, not theirs. I don't expect these people to know how to communicate with me. Like, that's on us. But I'm just saying, from our point of view, it's like, fuck. Like, we don't know how to communicate, like, easily with anybody. So, yeah.
we're like on our phone studying, like, the top 10 most used little phrases and shit, just so we can, like,
say hi and just, bye and thank, yeah, like, you and please. Be polite
a little bit.
Because I always hear, like, they like it when you try. Like, in different countries, like, I don't fucking know. It doesn't. People like it when you try at least to speak their language when you're in their country.
But then when you start by doing something nice, a nice gesture, then they just expect that you know the language maybe, and then they start spewing like crazy shit that's too fast for me to even understand.
I mean, you wouldn't understand it even if it was slow. They're like saying a simple sentence. I don't know fucking French.
But
so
it
I'm
goes
like,
so quick.
I'm like, bonjour. And they're like, and I'm like, holy fuck, I don't speak that. I'm so sorry. Like, we got to slow this down.
I always just say like, I know I should probably say it differently, but I say, do you speak English? Like, yeah. I'll just ask them, like, do you speak English? And most of the time, I'd say, like, 60% of the people that we've ran into do speak at least, like, a little bit of English. Mm-hmm. Enough to, like, get our little points across and ask questions.
For
and
sure.
Figure
For
things
sure.
out.
So, we took, like, it was, like, a 20-minute Uber to our hotel in Paris. We got dropped off, like, the traffic is terrible, obviously, like any big city, but we get to our hotel and we have our Uber driver like drop us off like 100 meters like early, just because like we didn't want to, like it was too much traffic for him, like he just wanted to get out of there, and like we could tell. So we just like got out, we walked to our hotel, and we actually walked past our hotel at first because it did not look like a hotel at all. It literally looked like, I don't even know how you would explain it, like just like a store in a city, like that big. Like if you looked at like a Walgreens on like a city block where there's like two things next to it, that's what this shit looked like. Like the size, like
Walgreens, did that make sense? Walgreens are big. It's like a little tiny like long narrow building.
Yeah,
you know when it's just like room for the door and then like the cut the color of the building changes and it's clearly the next establishment. It was just like a sliding glass door and that was it.
Yeah.
So we're like, this is our hotel?
Yeah, Walgreens was a really bad example. Walgreens and that's usually like the on the corner. Dude. My bad, guys. I'm fucking stupid. But yeah, so we missed our hotel at first. We turn around. We go in. We check in. Everything's fine until we go. She doesn't tell us anything. She speaks English. Like, we can understand her, but, like, a little. And we were, you know, but it's a fucking hotel. How hard is it? Like, yeah. You get your room number, you can usually figure it out. So she hands us the keys. She says something. We're like, okay. And then we walk and we see an elevator right there. So we get in it. It's a fucking cubicle. You guys ever seen a cube, a 1 foot by 1 foot cube? That's what this elevator is.
What? This is what this elevator is. Yeah, it is possibly the smallest, no, tiniest
square. It was probably 3 feet by 2 feet. Like,
we were able to
barely fit our two suitcases
in
us.
Two suitcases and two people. And it was, like, packed. I was, like, squished against the wall.
But I've heard this about, like, all Paris. So we barely fit in this elevator. But we get in. We go up. And we look at, like, the numbers that are, like, being, like, portrayed on the wall. And it says
301, 302, 303.
Yeah, we see 301, 302, and 303. And I was like, okay, that's weird. Our room number is 312. And I was like, okay, maybe she like fucked up and wrote a 1 instead of a 0. So we just took the elevator up to the third floor and we get out, and it is a hallway the size of, once again, a cubicle. It is so tiny, like not even enough room for like two people to sit or fit side by side. It was so skinny. And there was three rooms on this floor. And I was like, we were so confused, like so confused. I don't even know what we thought.
So we find out that this is definitely not the elevator that we need to take. Mm-hmm. There was like a completely separate elevator in the back that was ours, and we found a room and stuff. But yeah, the elevator situation there was wild.
It was weird.
Never been in
the room. The room in the bathroom though ended up being super big and spacious, which I was not expecting based on the hallways and the elevators, because that shit was tight. They save all the room for the rooms by making the hallways the size of my pinky. So room was super nice. Initial thoughts when we got to Paris was like, this is good, this is cool. It's a little weird, but it's good.
Yeah, it was good. It just took some getting used to like the language barrier.
Yeah.
But we figured it out.
Mm-hmm. We didn't really do anything that night because we got in pretty late. We just went to dinner and then walked back to our hotel and went to bed. So then the next day, our first official day in Paris. Honestly, I will say, I feel like the first night, I just said everything was, like, good and dandy and we had good vibes and stuff. I feel like just based on our dinner experience and, like, trying to look at the menus and try, it was very overwhelming at first. And there was just, like, a lot going on. It was nighttime, so we didn't know where we were going yet at all.
Also, we hadn't heard a single person speak English.
Not a single
one. Like, when we were
one.
In London, everyone was speaking English around us.
Obviously. We get here. That's their language.
As I was saying, so not a single person has spoken a single word of English.
Not and a we're lick.
Like, we're looking at the menu. The only thing we can even decipher is a cheeseburger. So we both got cheeseburgers.
Yes, this cheeseburger I've had in a while.
It was like a steak burger.
It was very
so
good.
So good.
It was super good. But yeah, I mean, I'm not going to, like, we didn't fucking hate it, but we were kind of like, oh, this is going to be weird. But the next day we got up and we ate breakfast at our hotel. Super good, like continental buffet style breakfast there. And then we walked to like the Eiffel Tower, which we stayed right by like the Louvre Museum, and
where the Mona Lisa is.
Where the Mona Lisa is, yeah. Which we didn't get to go in because the fucking line was crazy and we didn't get tickets ahead of time. We tried to like earlier in the day and it was already sold out, and we just only had 2 days in Paris, so we couldn't do it, which kind of sucks, but oh well. So so if you guys know where the Louvre is, it's about a 50 minute walk. From,
I think it said 52 minutes.
52 minutes from the Eiffel Tower. And we, again, first of all, the bed bug situation.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We didn't even talk about that. When we were in London, the bed bug thing started coming up a lot on our TikTok, like how this fucking bed bug epidemic, like bed bug infestation. We were a little bit worried just because like that's scary to hear when you're about to go to that country or that city a day later and they're saying there's a bed bug infestation and they're crawling all over the city, they're all over the public transportation, they're all over the hotels, like that's fucking scary. But we were kind of like, you know what, like bed bugs are in every city, which some of y'all need to learn because y'all be so much attitude on my TikTok. Do you know why? I can't believe you're in Paris right now with all the bed bug, like there's bed bugs in New York, there's bed bugs in fucking Green Bay, Wisconsin, there's bed bugs fucking everywhere. Obviously there's probably more here because it's such a highly tourist area, or not here, but in Paris. But like there's media coverage on it because the Olympics are coming up and because it's like a slightly bigger problem than it was. So we were fine. No bed bugs. We were joking about it the whole time. But that was another weird thing I just wanted to discuss because I know people are probably going to be wondering about our thoughts on that.
We were tweaking though. And obviously we like checked the bed and stuff and it was the cleanest mattress. And
it looks like they just had,
maybe
like,
they had bed bugs in that hotel, but they like cleared everything out and the mattress was brand new.
There was no like not even a single like drool stain. Like we tore the the shit up. But the point I was getting across with the bed bug situation is everybody was saying do not take the metro because that's their public transportation, like their train thing. And like people were saying that the bed bugs were all over there. So we were like kind of going into it, like there's cloth seats on the metro. So we were like, we're just not going to take that, you know, we're going to Uber, we're going to taxi, we're going to walk just because we don't want fucking bed bugs. You know what I mean? Because we were already tweaking about, like Noah just said, the first night that we were there, we like checked everything, but like we both started fucking itching and shit, like phantom itching. Cause you would like think about bed bugs being all over you and then you'd start itching because your brain.
It was crazy. We were both tweaking kind of.
But I knew it was like fake in my head.
I did too.
But like, yeah. So I wasn't like genuinely like, oh my God, I need to get out of here. But like, it was definitely like a weird thing thinking about. But yeah, so the second day or the first day, fuck, I'm literally stupid. We 58 minute walk or whatever to the Eiffel Tower, 52 minute walk. And we originally like going into this trip, I was like, oh, we'll just take like their public transportation since we're not right by the Eiffel Tower. We'll just take the train or whatever to get to the Eiffel Tower. And then when the bed bug thing happened, we were like, okay, we probably shouldn't do that. So then we were like, we're going to Uber to the Eiffel Tower. We ended up walking all the way to the Eiffel Tower, all the way past all this different shit. We walked, I think, like, what was it, like 17,000 steps that day?
Crazy amount.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like it was just like 50, like, here's your path, 52 minutes. It was like, oh, we're going to go see this, and we're going to go see this.
Yeah, because there was different stops on the way. And we just, like,
slowly made our way all the way up there.
Yeah. It was really cool, though. I like walking.
You were in your big boots.
Yeah, I was in knee-high black boots.
She went crazy for that.
I went crazy for the fit.
I couldn't complain. I couldn't. I was wearing, like, sneakers that weren't that comfortable, but then I, like, looked over, and she's wearing, like, heeled boots. I was like, fuck, bro, my feet hurt so bad, but I can't even say anything.
Yeah.
I can't believe you.
They're actually really comfy boots. So I wore them to, like, Lollapalooza. They're like platform. They're not like heels, but they do have like a little bit of a heel. So a lot of pressure on the ball of my foot. But yeah, we ended up walking to the Eiffel Tower that day. Saw it during the daylight. I'm getting heart palpitations thinking about this next story. You guys hear my heart beating? Fuck, guys. Biggest ick. No. Biggest Paris ick. This story I'm about to tell you. This made me hate Paris for a second. I don't want to say I hate all of Paris, but fuck this particular restaurant that I'm about to talk about.
I'm just going
to
let her go in on this. I'm going
to
just sit here.
I'm going to go in. I'll let you. If you have something to say, just like say it. But most traumatizing experience of my entire life, I think. Okay, I had to sit back so that I can fully go into this because I'm not kidding when I say this was like literally the most traumatizing day of my life. So like I said, we were at the Eiffel Tower this day. We walked super far. We were doing the damn thing in Paris, and we were super fucking thirsty because there's no water anywhere, and we were super hungry because all we had eaten that day was like a baguette in some Tuileries gallery park, something like that. I think that's not Tuileries gallery, Tuileries park.
Yeah.
It was called the Tuileries something.
That could be wrong. I don't know.
Oh, it was the Tuileries Garden. Tuileries Jardin with a J. J-A-R-D-I-N. That's what it's called, I think, according to my knowledge that I remember, that I clearly don't remember that well. Anyways, we're fucking hungry. We leave the Eiffel Tower. We stumble across the street that has, like, a bunch of cafes on it. That's my favorite thing, I think, about... I mean, this was kind of in a lot of the cities, but I feel like Paris is really known for this. It's just all of the cute cafes that are like so similar but also like can be so different, and it's like outside seating with like beautiful views of the like the buildings and all of that. We're tweaking for water. We literally sit down at the first restaurant that we see, the super TikTok viral one with like the hot chocolate. You guys probably don't know what I'm talking about because I didn't know about it until I started looking into like Paris activities, Paris restaurants, things to do. But there's a super viral TikTok cafe that was like next to us, but there was literally a line.
It was probably like 20 people long into the road.
Yeah, and it was just like, it wasn't even like prime cafe hour. Like this was just at like random, like 3 p.m. or like 4 p.m. or 5 p.m. I don't even remember what time it was. But super long line. I was kind of sad because I was like, this wasn't a place where I was going to like go out of my way to go since we couldn't take public transportation. Like I wasn't just going to walk all the way here just to go to this cafe. I was like, if I stumble across it, that'd be great. And then we stumbled across it and then the line was fucking too long and we were starving and thirsty. So we just sat down at the place next to it. Anyways, so we walk into this cafe and we say bonsoir. And once again, if you say your first word in the language, they proceed to follow up with an entire sentence of 100 words that we can't comprehend. And is that our fault? Probably, but we're just not gonna get into that. The guy said a bunch of shit in French and I was like, sorry, like English. And he literally rolled his eyes, like audibly, visually, spiritually rolled the fuck out of his eyes. And he was like, okay. And then he said another thing in French. That's what I also don't like. It seems like the people, not everybody, some of the people in Paris that we encountered, it's like we would make it clear that we do not know French and we speak English. And it seemed like they were speaking to us in French almost to like taunt us or like judge us or make fun of us for not knowing French when they can clearly speak fucking. That one guy on the first night, he came up to us like four different times. Like he was like the food runner.
Yeah.
He like took our plates away at the end after speaking in English to us. He like takes our plates away again after speaking to us in English multiple times. He takes our plates away and he says the craziest shit I've ever heard in French. And we were just like stared at him with a blank face and like our fault probably, yes, but he knows we don't speak French. And we literally were like, what?
He goes like, "Désirez-vous?"
Yeah.
And then he's like, Wait, what did he say?
He goes, do you want dessert?
Do you want the dessert menu?
So fluent. Not a hint of an accent. Not a hint of not knowing. He said that shit straight out of fucking Alabama, USA. He said that shit so fluently. He's like, do you want dessert? Fucking start with that. Why are you following up with that?
You see what we're wearing right now, bro. Like,
you know damn well.
You know that we don't speak that shit.
I don't know. It's funny. I mean, I would probably do it too.
He loves just looking at me confused. I'm like,
yeah, I think that's bro. What got them. The one, like the people that did do that, I think they like confusing us.
They just like sit there paused for like a second, like acting like I'm thinking about it. And then I'm like,
wait, what?
Do you speak English? It's like really pretty much what I say every fucking
time. Yeah. So anyways, this guy rolls his eyes at us, but we get our menus. He seats us. He kind of is very short with us like the entire time. I will say after having some encounters with people in Paris that I was like, oh, that really wasn't the nicest. I looked it up and I know and I'm aware and I've like educated myself that the cultures are obviously very, very different. And French people have a very different viewpoint on like what being polite is, what being respectful is, what being friendly is. Like if you go to anywhere, I feel like in America or like especially like either in like the Midwest or I feel like the South, like there's certain areas that are like very friendly. You could talk to anybody on the street. You're going to have a long ass conversation. You can, you know, smile at anybody. They're going to smile back unless they're like actually an asshole. But like here or in Paris, they don't do that. Like they're very honest and they don't fake friendliness or like try to, you know, be best friends with strangers. And like I do get that, but it's just like if I smile at you, smile back. You know what I mean? It's a smile.
It's so easy to be, well, we say this because we're not like used to that, but it's so easy to be nice, dude. Like just smile at me.
It's just like, yeah, the smile thing. It's just like, I don't know, they seem like very cold people. And I don't want to say they as in everybody, obviously. This fucker. Yeah, I don't need to talk about everybody. I'm going to talk about this fucker because fuck this guy. He should, I'm not going to say that. He's very rude to us pretty much the entire time. Very short with us. We're like, you know, being, me and Nora are very like people pleasing people. Like we do not want to be inconvenience. We don't want to start any problems. We want to basically like walk around like we're not even existing. Us being here in Europe, like we are very compliant. We are trying to be as easy to understand as possible. We're understanding that we are visitors and like we are the ones that need to figure shit out. It's not like their job. Like they're just doing their job and their job is to serve us food. We're not like expecting to have like a relationship with our waiters. Like it'd be nice to, but you know, give me my food, be on your way. Like, just be nice to me. A little nice to me. At all? Any?
It's like a little help, dude.
A little help. Fuck, bro.
And he like, we ask for water because that's what her and I do. We want water. He like comes out with the bottle. He like, they put it on this little tray thing, this little dish. He like fucking throws it. It like slides across the table and like smacks into the wall next to us.
And he poured our waters. What they do here is like another thing. I don't know why they.
It's like wine. Like when you get your first glass of wine, they pour like the first little bit and then like leave it on your table.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess some places are different.
Yeah, but most of the places, like they'll give you like a pitcher of water to like keep refilling yourself, which I do appreciate. But these cups are fucking a shot glass. So it's like I'm refilling this and using it all in a second. Oh, God, there's sirens. Yeah, so most of these places, they, like, pour you your first glass of water, but they fill it. It's not like they don't fill it. This guy poured literally an inch of water, like, set the bottle down hard and just walked away. Didn't say a word, didn't look at us. It was like, wow, that's crazy. That's kind of crazy. It was just little stuff like that. We ordered our food. It took, like, a little while. The food was pretty decent. Like, it was mediocre. It wasn't, like...
My salad sucked.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it was because Caesar salad here is just so much different.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like no flavor.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was. It's all right. Probably my fault for trying to order something like healthy that I'm used to. I should have like branched out and done something different.
I don't know. A Caesar salad did sound good, but it literally tasted like milk dressing.
Yeah, there's no seasoning. No flavor. Or anything.
I got just like a club sandwich. I thought it was going to be kind of like a baguette type of thing because I couldn't read the... Oh my God, I'm burping so much. I'm sorry. It's probably that McDonald's we just ate.
Gas.
We'll get into that. So super mediocre food. It was fine. It was time to pay. We didn't get drinks or anything. We just got, do you remember how much your salad was? Or around?
14.
Whatever. Our bill was $49. It was nothing crazy. We didn't go out. Like, it was just like very standard little meal. We got a charcuterie board because we're in Paris and that's what you do there. So it's time to pay. In Europe, which US, you guys need to pick up on this, instead of bringing a bill to a table, I don't know if this is just in big cities because there's so many people in and out and it just makes it easier, but every restaurant should do this. They just have like the portable card readers that you can like, you know, take away. They just have like battery power, or they like charge or whatever. They bring it to your table instead of you giving your card or them bringing the bill, you them walking away, you putting the card, and then them coming back and running it, ringing. Oh my God.
Yup. I get it. I feel you.
I was trying to say it fast because I know you, nobody cares. But instead of ringing it in, it's like this whole process. Instead of doing that whole bill thing with the book and shit, they just bring the card reader over, you tap your card, and it's done. There's nothing. So US, America, y'all need to get on that because that shit's so easy until it doesn't work.
I think...
Oh. Foreshadowing.
Oh, I think they can do that because in America, tipping is such a big thing compared to here. Like, they just have like their automatic 7% or 10% on all the bills.
Mm-hmm.
And they just expect that. They're okay with that. They don't expect us to leave more. Where in the US, it's like waitresses or waiters will come out.
There's
and, like,
no tip unless it's like a group thing. Yeah, there's like automatic.
There's no automatic tips. So they have to like do that. So you get the thing back and get to decide.
Mm-hmm. Percent. I don't know. It's just really convenient. So he walks over with this card reader. I tap my card and do you guys hear me right now? I'm dying. He has a confused look on his face and he goes, mm-mm. I was like, mm-mm, what? He goes, declined. And I was like, okay.
And right away I was like, oh, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I do mine. He instantly sees my card. He's like, discover. No discover.
Yeah. No
and
discover.
We're like,
oh,
right.
Shit.
Well,
we look at each other and we're like, oh, my God. Because at this point, we realize we fucked up because we each only had one card with us, which let me fucking lay the fucking info right now. Yes, I know everybody says when you're traveling to a different country, have cash on you. When we went to London, we didn't spend a single ounce of our cash until we literally had to get rid of it all the last day. Most places that we've come across are cashless or, you know, credit card, debit card only. So we just figured, like, we don't need cash. Like, it was a waste to get cash in London. We should have gotten cash. Our bad. But, like, if this would... Like, our cards worked everywhere else. I have a Visa card that is accepted. Or a MasterCard that's accepted pretty much everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, we just say, like, one moment, please. Because we need to figure this out. And he walks away. And we...
He looked so pissed, by the way.
Yeah.
He was like, this doesn't work. And then he's like, well, dude, like, basically, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
And then he's like... walked away all pissed off, and Bailey and I were sitting there like, oh shit, like,
yeah,
actually, what are we gonna do?
Because we didn't have anything else to pay with. I have another debit card. Noah had another debit card, but the entire time we're, you know, leading up to this trip, we're hearing so much about like pickpocketing. Like, you do the research before and you know that pickpocketing, especially in like Paris around touristy areas like the Eiffel Tower, super prevalent pickpocketers and stuff. Like, always be aware and shit. Don't bring all of your payment sources with you at once. So we each left one of our cards at home in case my purse gets stolen. At least I have a debit card at home. But fuck me, because that fucking debit card got declined. So we're sitting there, we're literally panicking. I call my dad. I'm like, dad. Actually, you called dad. You were like, dad, help. And the bank was closed because it was Saturday, so I couldn't call. Usually if like, I mean, my card, I definitely automatically knew that my card got declined because I'm in a different country and I failed to let my bank know that I was traveling overseas.
That's on you, for sure.
Super my fault, super my bad. But it had worked up until that point, so I don't know why that was the moment. Thank you, BMO Harris. Because fuck you guys, why did it have to be there? Why couldn't it have been anywhere else? Anywhere else.
Any other waitress or waiter that we had would have totally like...
Any other restaurant, period. I'm sorry, you guys. This is not making any sense, and we're having a lot of technical difficulties with this current setup. But I'll get to the fucking story. I'm sorry for beating around the bush, picking my ass. basically, we're panicking. I'm on the phone with, like, four different people at once. Nobody's helping me. I don't know what to do. I'm, like, searching in my purse, like, acting like another card was going to show up. Like, I kept looking through it, like, another, like, card was going to show up, and it just didn't. And then Noah, I don't even know, you, like, thought about the fact you have Venmo and you have a Venmo debit card.
And I thought, like, you know how you can use like Apple Cash or Apple Pay and you can just tap your phone? It like recognizes it as a card. And I have a Venmo card. That so I thought like, oh shit, this Venmo app might be able to do it and we'd be good. Because I think it's like a Visa or something that's accepted over there. But I didn't have enough like Venmo balance. Like, you know, like when people send you money, I didn't have 49 in there. So I was like, oh shit, I need to get some like money transferred into here, but my card's locked. I text one of my buddies, doesn't answer. I call another one of my buddies, he answers. I get him to send the money, it doesn't work. Yeah, so I have to like just send that back. So that's just another failed option.
We use Apple Cash on his phone, whatever. I don't know what the fuck we weren't thinking about my phone before it died. Why that wasn't like an immediate thought. I have both of my debit cards. I have my business debit card and my personal debit card in my Apple wallet. And I failed to fucking remember this until my phone died. My phone died at this booth and I was tweaking because like I needed a fucking phone to figure out something. And then immediately out of nowhere, I remember, oh my God, I have my other debit card in my phone. I need to go plug my phone in somewhere. Who the fuck is going to give me a phone charger? And then I remember earlier when we were eating, I saw a girl from outside walk in with a charger and she asked if she could plug it in behind the bar. So I was like, oh my God, maybe like they have other chargers back there or whatever. So I go back to the bar in the back and I asked the bartender if I can plug my phone in. He's like, sure, whatever. He plugs it in. I walk back to the table. Me and I just sit down for 10 minutes. At this point, we're literally helpless because it's not even like we can go get my initial thought was like, oh, is there an ATM nearby that like you could go use your Discover card at an ATM? We might have been able to find a Discover.
We maybe.
Maybe. I don't think so. I don't think they take Discover anywhere there. But I was like, we can't even go to an ATM and get cash because my debit card doesn't work. Noah's debit card doesn't work here. So it was like, oh my God, like, literally, what do we do? Y'all, the entire time this is happening, every time we're scanning, trying a new form of payment, our waiter is not saying a single word except, He's just looking at us. He's like, So he's literally like not saying words to us. Like he's just going, Like, I don't know. And you know, usually when like something in a restaurant is going bad, like somebody doesn't like their food or somebody's having an issue with the payment, you'll call the manager over and the manager is kind of like the mediator and like will help you find a solution, you know, talk to you, help you figure things out. This manager did not say a single word to us the entire fucking time. All he did was stand by our table, give us dirty looks, talk shit in French so we couldn't understand it, and literally just like shake his head like fast as fuck and just like look at us. And like it was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
He was so mad over so mad. 49 fucking dollars, not even dollars, what the
euros
fuck? euros,
49 euros. He wanted to murder us over 49 euros.
So pissed, bro.
It was insane. Like everybody in that restaurant, like except for two people working there, I mean, at one point, Noah was outside trying to find somebody that looked American that would know what Venmo or Apple Cash was so we could, like, have them pay for our meal and, like, Venmo them because we were that down bad.
We were so desperate. We were trying, like, anything. Yeah. Everything.
Literally everything. And,
well, you didn't even finish the part about them having your phone, bro.
Yeah, I know, but my laptop's about to die. And this is really fucked. Guys, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry this is like this. We are going to, the next podcast we do in Europe is going to be set up better than this. We're just filming this very last minute. So I'm sorry, but you love me still. It's okay. You're always like, it's okay, Bailey. Like, we, okay. I just need you.
Do that again.
I need that energy.
Yeah, do that again.
What?
No, I'm telling
you. Oh, yeah. To, like, I thought you were telling me to like redo that. Like, it was stupid. Yeah, I need that energy right now when it really matters. Okay, I'm going to go plug my laptop in. I'll see you in 1 minute. Okay, guys, I'm literally having, like, a fucking internal panic attack about how bad this podcast is. I sincerely apologize. I know I've apologized, like, 8 times, and I know you guys are going to comment that you don't care, but this is unacceptable. There's, like, 18 cords right here. Everything is, like, my phone was dead. It's plugging into my laptop. My laptop died, so it's plugged in. these are plugged in. My camera, the camera angle has changed like 97 times because it's, don't even fucking say.
Camera.
Dude still can't say a simple ass word.
I like it better. It has a little more flair to
you
it.
You can't just add flair to words. It's not how it works.
That is how I live my life though. I like being unique and I just say words.
My camera died.
Camera. Camera. That's camera. How they say it in like Boston.
Are we in Boston?
No, we're have in we fucking ever, Switzerland.
Have we ever been from Boston?
No.
All right, shit show okay. going on.
Anyways, this is a fucking shit show. I'm so sorry, but I also, like, it's fine. Basically, manager, asshole. Everybody in this restaurant, assholes. There was, like, two people that were kind of being, like, trying to, like, not trying to help at all. There was no help gestures made by anybody in this restaurant. But I will say there was two people that seemed like they felt bad for us and were wanting to help but couldn't say anything because I think that they would get fired from this fucking manager.
For sure.
Like, it was insane. Like, it was so scary. This guy, like, I don't know. I'm in a different country. I don't speak the language. Like, we don't know what happens in this, like, situation here. We don't know. Because in America, if not... in America, everywhere. But, like, if something like this happened in our hometown, it would be like, you know what? Like, I'm so sorry. If you see two fucking young people struggling this hard, like, obviously trying. It's not like we don't have money. Like, we're trying different forms of payment. Like, we fully thought we would be able to come in here and pay for our meal. If you see people struggling for literally an hour and a half, head down on the table, shaking. We're both having fucking panic attacks. I could, like, I was getting lightheaded. I was so anxious. We're struggling, right? If they saw that in my hometown, they'd be like, you know what? You guys are good. Like, we're sorry for this, like, inconvenience, whatever. Like, we'll just take it. Like, we'll take it.
It was a $49 bill, and we got lettuce. I got a salad, and she got, like, a club sandwich, which was bread, tomato, and ham.
The easiest thing ever.
They lost zero money. Even if no one paid for that meal, they lost $0 on that thing. So,
yeah.
And they still just couldn't let it go. They're just on our ass, walking past the table, like, you got something this time? Like,
it was crazy.
And this went on. This took about, like, I want to say time was kind of warped, I would say. But, like, an hour?
Maybe over an hour. Because we walked in that bitch at, like, 5 p.m. We walked out at, like, 8.
It was pitch dark almost when we left.
Yeah, we walked in during, like, lunch hours. Everybody was just having, like, cocktails on the patio. We left when everybody was finishing their steak dinners, their three-course meals. It went on forever. But, so, like I said, I plugged my phone in behind the bar. And I know that I have my debit card on there. So I was like, okay, I need to go get my phone back. It's probably charged up enough to get it. So I go over there. I ask for my phone back. And the bartender was like, one minute. And I was like, okay, whatever. He's just helping somebody. And then he's like looking around. He's like looking over like the bar. He's looking around like back by the kitchen. And I was like, what the fuck? What? And he was like, I was like, my phone? And he was like, nope. And I was like, wait, what? What do you mean, no? I was like, I see my phone right there. Like, I gave you my phone. You have my phone right there. And he was like, no. And I was like, what? And he goes, manager said no payment. Phone is insurance. And I take a step back and I think about what the fuck he just said to me. And I think about what that means. We couldn't pay for our fucking food. So this manager put on Nazi orders on his fucking bartender to not give me my phone back as insurance so that we couldn't dine and dash, so we couldn't leave the restaurant, which is smart. Like, that was a good thing. Like, oh, this dumb girl gave her phone to us, like, now we can keep it. Like, yeah. But we weren't, our plan was to never fucking leave. We wanted to fully pay for this meal. I wanted to fucking just get out of there, you know what I mean? So I was like, okay, I get that. Can I just stand right here? Like, I just need to, like, get the other card up and hopefully it works and I'll be on my way. And he was like, 1 minute. He looks around again for the manager, I assume, and he, like, sneakily hands me my phone, like, under the, like, slides it across the table. And I was like, what the fuck is this place? Are you gonna go back there and get beat by your fucking manager? Because give me my phone. You can't just take my phone. Like, what? So he gives me my phone back, and we call the manager over so that I can try this form of payment. Y'all, longest fucking 5 seconds wait of my life from the time that I tapped my other debit card on there, looking at him probably having no faith, and I was probably expecting it to fail again, like, just whatever. And he goes through. Thank fucking God.
Dude, he acted so surprised. He was like, hmm.
And he didn't say another word. And then we left. And that was it.
Bro, that shit was fucked.
It was so fucked. I don't know if the way that I told that story or like whatever, like got the point across, or like you might be like, oh, that's so dramatic. Like, it wasn't that big of a deal. I was standing at the bar shaking and crying, holding my phone, like not crying, but like tears in my eyes about to start pouring down my face. You know when you're holding back tears and then you blink and like four come down at once? That's where I was at. My heart was in my asshole because I was scared. Like nobody would tell me what to do or like propose any solutions, or like they are acting like this has never fucking happened before. This is a terrible thing. We're the stupidest people ever and we should burn in fucking hell, basically.
And I hate when Bailey exaggerates stories, but this is like it actually what happened.
Yes.
And I felt like I was so scared. I was shaking, bro.
No,
I was actually shaking.
We were both in the booth like checking our pulse and shit. Like
bro, I'm tweaking.
It was so real scary.
Like we're in Paris, our first day in Paris, and we're like, bro, what?
And like I literally, like, imagine that second debit card that I tried wouldn't have worked. Literally, what the fuck would we have done?
You had your phone. I was literally sitting there. I was like, we're about to go out of this door and we're gonna run. That was the only way we're getting out of that.
Yeah, but
you
then
had
like,
your phone at the
time.
Then, like,
this guy, they had our fucking names because we scanned our first cards. So true, that's what I was
what
thinking.
Happens?
I think I saw a waiter write down our names dead ass, or my name, because after he did my card, I don't know, I assume like the card spits out a receipt with like my last name on it or whatever. And I saw him write something down after like the second one failed.
What do they do though?
I don't know.
Ooh, shit. They probably like hook our name up, like see like we're tourists and like they can like put a lock on our passports. Like they fucking robbed us.
Yeah.
Don't let them back.
Yeah, that's like, there's so many, like, we don't know. And we're in a different country. Like, that was not on my bucket list. Like, I would have been, I don't know. But thank God that worked. Sorry that story was so dragged out and there was, like, 47 complications in the middle of it. But I had, that was, like, the one main story that, like, I really wanted to get across to you guys because that was, like, the craziest thing that happened to us that trip or that destination.
20 minutes later, we were, like, we took our little cool down. We're just, like,
I'm outside still just crying. Like I was so worked up. You know when you're so anxious, the only thing that gets rid of that anxiety is to cry? That's where I was at. I was like, I felt better. I was like relieved. We got out of there, but I still just wanted to bawl my eyes out. So we're sitting on a fucking curb.
We're just sitting on the curb. She's like still crying. I'm so understanding of it. I'm like, whatever. But the Eiffel Tower lights are about to go on in like 5, so we should probably get over there.
I fucking make a quick change. I'm out of my sweater. I have like mascara dripping down my face.
I was going to say, like your pictures, you have like fucking red blotches all over.
From crying. Oh my God. I'm like, I need these pictures, these nighttime Eiffel pictures. Eiffel Tower pictures. Are you kidding?
The only reason we even stayed there.
Yeah.
Because we needed to see
the
Eiffel Tower at night.
We wanted to eat by the Eiffel Tower so that when it got dark out, we could go back to it at night when it was twinkling. So we got our pictures. We ended up Ubering home. Like 4 of our Ubers canceled. Such a pain in the ass. I know Ubers aren't super, super common. Like most people don't Uber here. But Uber just feels safe to me. Even in my hometown, I'd rather take an Uber than like a cab or a taxi or whatever. Just because you have like all their information on your phone. You can send like your location and shit. So I always prefer to Uber or Lyft or one of those apps. So we just like have been Ubering when we can, but there's no Ubers currently where we're at, which fucking, I don't like it. I don't know, like it feels scary because they could literally just drive off with you and like nobody, you don't know anything about them.
I was like constantly looking at your phone because like you had the directions up.
Yeah.
And I was like, as soon as this guy makes the wrong turn, I'm choking him out.
Yeah.
Not actually, but like that's like what I'm thinking about. Like,
yeah.
This guy heard us say 3 words.
Mm-hmm.
Bring us to the hotel. Splendid. He's like, okay. Didn't put it in his maps.
I mean, this town is small. He's a taxi driver. He probably drives here like 5 times a day.
Yeah, but like.
Yeah.
It's a little spooky.
Yeah. It's just, I have like zero trust in people because like I'm so paranoid. You're a very paranoid person when it comes to like that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So we were both like, I immediately put in the directions and I was like following out my phone like I would do on Uber. But what the fuck? How do we get to fucking here already? Oh, we were talking about taxis. Fucking the second day in Europe or the second. Oh, my God.
Dumbass.
That was loud as shit. You just ear them.
Sorry.
Can I say ear? No, you can't. Stop. I'm like all over the place. You guys, this is actually probably more interesting. It seems like we're on drugs right now. We're not. But second day in Paris was a lot better. I mean, the first day in Paris up until dinner was great. So I'm like hitting you.
Good, dude.
The second day was really good. We kind of walked up to like from where the Louvre Museum is up to Moulin Rouge. If you guys have any fucking idea, I'm just trying to map it out a little because I know nothing about like the actual names of like streets and neighborhoods and stuff. But we walked probably like another hour up and then like over a little and then down. Kind of just, I don't know. We did see some touristy things like the Moulin Rouge and like some church thing, but and the opera museum. But it
people
was closed.
People don't know
that
what
day.
The Moulin Rouge is either.
Everybody knows what Moulin Rouge is.
Nobody
it's my
knows.
Favorite play.
They don't know that.
Guys, the Moulin Rouge is my favorite play, musical, Broadway show. It's my favorite, and the theater that the play is about, based on the story, took place in this actual theater that is in Paris, and it burnt down in like 1915, and they rebuilt it. But the original one was from like 18 something. So it was super cool for me to see because I love Moulin Rouge. But yes, we saw like a bunch of shit. We just walked around. It was super pretty neighborhoods in that area.
I loved that part of it. That was definitely the best part of like that day of walking over there.
Stop being so ADHD and hold the stool. You're like this.
That day. See, it's a microphone. It should pick
no,
up all of this.
This is a dynamic microphone. You have to speak right into it. A compression microphone would be anywhere. You have to speak right into it.
My bad, guys. If I'm really quiet, I'm sorry. It's really hard to actually talk into this, especially when like I talk with my hands a little bit.
I
so
do too. Talk with this hand.
It's lefty though. Okay, I could hold it.
Okay, so yeah, second day in Paris was good. Nothing bad happened to us this day, thankfully. The next day we got up and we took a train from Paris. Wait, was this yesterday? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday we left Paris. We took a train from Paris to Zurich and then Zurich to Lugano, where we're currently at. And I don't really have much to say about this place. The train was confusing as shit when we got to Paris, was it? Was it our mm-hmm. first one or our second one?
We got to Paris.
The train station in Paris. Yeah, it was that
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah.
When we got dropped off at the train station to go to Zurich, there was a lot of the places here, like signs, I've noticed, they'll have it in English as well, just because it is so many tourists and so many people here even speak English. But we walked into this train station and not a single lick of English anywhere. Not a single English-speaking person. Not a single anything. The fucking map system, like the departure and arrival, like display TV things, made no sense. Y'all need to fix that shit, because that, even if I knew what was going on,
I'm
going to
be honest, now that we figured it out, I could do that with my eyes closed.
Same, but it only tells you 20 minutes up until, like, and some of them were showing up like 5 minutes before.
It's not like an airplane, though. It's like,
I guess
this train is going to get here, and whenever it gets here, we're going to let you know, and you have to get on in 10 minutes. I don't know. It is really different, but I think for like how train systems work, I think it's okay. It was really confusing, though, the first time seeing how like the letters and the numbers of where we needed to go.
But I did try to, I think I understood it before you, and I tried to explain it, and it didn't click.
It didn't, but then it clicked, and now I completely get it.
Yeah, no, it made sense. So we were kind of tweaking out in Paris, like, how the fuck are we getting to Zurich? Because we're about to miss our train because we don't know where the fuck to go. But we made it to Zurich. It was a 4.5-hour train ride. It was pretty fine, though. It was smooth sailing. But yeah, we got to Lugano. Our voyage here was amazing. Went smooth. It was just like a long train day. And then when we first got here, we like immediately were like, the vibes were amazing. Like, we walked out of the train station. It's a super small train station. We just like walked out like one up one escalator. We were like outside and we just saw like fucking mountains.
I didn't even see the mountains at first because it was so dark. I didn't even see these mountains in front of us. It was pitch dark. I just saw like the road and like everything seemed so clean. We're outside mm-hmm. of a train station. You'd expect it to be dirty. It's like super clean right there. There's like some cute little buildings next to us. I was like, I like it here. I can tell.
Mm-hmm. And then Bailey's like, dude, you didn't even look at the mountains. There's like a crazy mountain right in front of us. Yeah, and I was like, what?
Lights on it. And, you know, it was insane. I will say the second train from Zurich to here was super beautiful. We saw like, we're from fucking Wisconsin. We don't have mountains. Even like the mountains we've seen in the U.S., we haven't been to like Colorado or like, does like Utah have mountains?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like anywhere, like we really haven't been to like the mountainy states, but we have never seen any shit like this. On the train ride, I just had my jaw like this, and I was like, Noah, look at that. And it was like the same thing every time. It was just like beautiful mountains and like green grass and like a lake. But it's so beautiful. It looks like you're in a painting.
It was amazing.
And it's crazy. Like I was looking at everybody else in the train, and like most of them are probably from Switzerland or at least surrounding countries and have been to Switzerland before. And like, other countries look like this, but nobody was fazed. And I'm literally like amazed because I've never seen anything like this. It's so fucking pretty here. Yeah, we took a taxi. We ended up getting a taxi to our hotel. It was only like 5 minutes away from the train station. And that brings us to last night. What did we do last night? Oh, creepy guy. Because this weird podcast fuck. Is so long. I guess this isn't really a story. Basically, we walked like 10 minutes to get pasta at like 9 p.m. It was like in a gas station. It was like a separate restaurant, but it was like in, like we were sitting on the patio and you would just like look out and it was like the gas pumps. Super weird vibes, but the food was really good. A couple tables away from us though, there was like these three older men that were just like smoking, vaping, and like talking to the, they were just like smoking and vaping, hello. And they were just talking to like the waitress. It looked like they were like regulars, like they always just pulled up there.
Yeah, they definitely just chill out there in mm-hmm. between calls or rides or any like something like that. Yeah,
I think they're taxi drivers. Mm-hmm. So maybe that gas station is just really convenient to go to. So then when they fill up for gas, they...
I mean, yeah. Or just like fun place. It's a little bar.
I mean, yeah, it's like a... That's fucked.
We're in fucking Switzerland. I don't know what
they
do here.
But
I was
just thinking like, if you have like a spot, you go get gas and you can like stop and like have a smoke and like talk to the waitress. That's always like, it makes sense.
Yeah, that's just their meeting point for sure. Whatever. It does make sense. Good call.
I don't know. So anyways, we're sitting there eating and there's these three guys and they're talking to the waitress. They're just having them. At first I'm like, all right, whatever. They're just old creepy men like usual. But this motherfucker, one of them, you guys.
Wild.
Wildest shit I've ever seen. We all know if you're a girl or a guy that has like experienced anything ever, you know how creepy old men can be towards girls of any age. And just when it comes to staring, when it comes to, you know, just like literally having no respect or like boundaries, like at all in public. Like this old man was just staring at me the entire time I ate my food. He didn't look away once. He was just vaping his fucking mod. Looking at me. I've been stared at a lot by old creepy men, but I've never experienced this. I would look at him. You know when you're somebody staring at you, you look at them for a second and they look away because they're like, oh shit, I got caught. He didn't even do that.
Had no fear at all.
No fear. None. Which is what's scary because it's like, he's scary.
He doesn't give a shit.
Mm-mm.
Like he doesn't care if he weirds you out. That's probably his goal.
Yeah.
Dude, weird. That was like sickening. Was I was weird. Sitting
like,
there.
I could have kept eating, but I got like sick to my stomach because of it. And we were like, okay, let's get out of here and pay and leave. So then we ended up paying and leaving and it was fine. But we walk home. Today we had a nice day. We just walked around like this little city after eating breakfast at the hotel. It's gorgeous here. We honestly didn't really do anything except just like take in. We're right, like our balcony is facing the most beautiful lake and mountains I've ever seen in my entire life. Like my balcony is the prettiest view I've ever seen in my life, in real life. So we just took it in today. We got some good pizza and bruschetta. They actually call it here, not bruschetta. I embarrassed the fuck out of myself. I knew it was bruschetta too.
Bruschetta too.
Bruschetta.
We basically just walked around the lake and looked at the mountains.
And then we came back to the room. And we went to the spa. There's a nice little pool here.
Nice little pool. That was the sickest pool I've ever been in my life. It was so nice.
Yeah.
Little girl in there swimming with her dad. Saw Bailey.
I thought it was a little boy.
It was a little girl.
It looks like a boy.
The dad literally said, so you heard what she said?
Yeah, well, he also kind of had an accent, so it could have been he. I don't know. It doesn't fucking matter. There was a little baby, probably like a year.
Yeah, in a diaper, like in the pool.
A year old in a diaper. He's in a, or she's in a little floaty, like by her dad.
Sees Bailey in the other corner of like the pool area. We're so sitting cute. In like the hot tub area, which wasn't hot.
It was the same temperature.
Same temperature as the pool. But she's like sitting in this floaty and you like see her point over and yell like, mama, mommy, mommy. The dad's like, no, no, that's not mom. And it went on for probably like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
She just like, kept pointing.
Mommy, mommy. And I was like, oh my God, I want a kid. Like, I literally wanted a baby in that moment because, like,
it was really cute.
It was so cute. I was like, I'm not your mom, but you can come hang out with me. I don't know what else. Oh, we went back to the room. We took a shower. And then we decided we wanted to get McDonald's after watching the sunset on the balcony. We walked down to the lobby.
Bro.
Guess who's in the fucking lobby of our hotel?
Taxi cab man.
Taxi creeper, stalker, creeper, weirdo, staring at me all night the night before.
You didn't even notice though.
Like, no, I recognized him, but I was like, that cannot be the same fucking guy.
I saw it right when we walked out of the elevator. I was like, there's no chance. We walk past him. He notices me and then he looks, he sees I'm with her again, who he was just staring at for like an hour straight last night. He was mid-conversation with one of the hotel workers. He like stops it. He's like, yeah. He like just like kind of cut him off a little bit and like turned and just like stared at Bailey the whole time that we were walking out.
And then right as I walked out the doors, I like noticed his head moving and then I like kind of put it together. I was like, wait, that actually, and I look back, he's in the fuck, if you guys aren't watching visually, think about like the girl from The Shining, like in the fucking, with the black hair just standing there. I turn around and he's just standing there staring out of the glass doors, like just looking at me. And I was like, oh my fucking God. I'm starting to tweak now because I'm like, okay, he knows where we are. Like, he knows where we're staying. I'm like spiraling in my head, but I'm trying not to say anything. I know you were freaking out too because you were like trying to like get us in like a good area to walk. It was just weird because it's like that guy fucking creeped us the fuck out the night before and like we got away from it. What are the chances we see the same guy again and he does the same creepy weird shit?
And like we said, he didn't give a fuck either night. He literally ended a conversation with this dude. Just a fucking stare.
Made a whole, what is it, a 180? Turned
dude,
all
it was
the way,
disgusting.
Halfway around.
This guy is sick.
So gross. But that kind of brings us to here. He was gone when we got back. He's just a taxi driver, so he was probably just dropping somebody off or picking somebody up or waiting to try to get some service or something and knew the hotel worker. It obviously mm-hmm. isn't. It was just a weird coincidence. But now we're here. We finally recorded this podcast. It is almost midnight and we have to wake up for a train to Venice in the morning. So I feel like if you don't have anything else to say, we can end this now and we'll talk to you guys in a week.
I think we're good. Hopefully we can do another podcast. Obviously we'll have to. Hopefully it goes a little smoother.
It will. It will.
Although this hotel is sick, this probably isn't the coolest like backdrop for a podcast either. Hopefully we can do one outside in Italy when it's like really nice out. That'd be fun.
That would be. All right. I love you guys. Thanks so much for listening. Follow the Instagram and the TikTok at Things Could Be Worse Pod. Rate and review the pod. Give it 5 stars. Give me a nice little review, even though this podcast is turning to shit all of a sudden. Don't. If this is your first time listening, don't. go listen to a different one. Actually, I feel like this is good. I feel like the actual, if this was in, it doesn't fucking matter.
The audio will be fine. The visual is just going to like get changed around and it'll be a little goofy.
Mm-hmm.
But
a
yeah,
lot of breaks
tell your friends, tell your sisters, tell your brothers, help her podcast not fucking die.
Tell your mom, what the fuck? Tell your mom, tell the old creepy men that stare. Actually, please don't. Don't tell the old creepy men that stare at you about the podcast. I already have enough of those in my pants. Whoa.
What?
I don't know. I just flew out. He's on the fucking balcony.
Bro. Oh.